car to bring much-needed change and rid the metros of the rot the ANC had left. The National Union of Mine Workers says it has received a Section 189 notice from Anglo Gold Ashanti to retrench 2,000 mine workers in all its operations in South Africa. In a terse statement last night, the union said it was shocked that Anglo Gold Ashanti was likely to retrench such a huge number of workers at a time when there was a high rate of unemployment in the country. NUM said this was the same company that took a decision to retrench 849 mine workers last year in January and also in June when they took a decision to retrench 8,500 mine workers. The union called on the mining company to rethink its position to retrench and rather pursue opportunities for job creation. Anglo Gold Ashanti could not be reached for comment. A violent protest in Koster in Northwest has nothing to do with service delivery. That's according to the town's mayor, Kim Madupe, who said late yesterday that land invasion was used as an instrument to attack her and the municipality. The small farming town west of Rustenburg was shut down when residents took to the streets and torched the mayor's house, a guest house business and several cars, complaining about service delivery in the local municipality. Schools and businesses were closed as the protesters blocked all entry to Koster with rocks, burning tires and logs. The situation was calm last night and police have been deployed to monitor the situation. The wool market traded higher yesterday and the Cape Wool's Merino Indian